Yes, this is the dad of the podcast, Wavy Davy Baby. Trying to go back in and see what's up, you know. Where did everything start at? You know, I know for a fact, well, we all know for a fact where everything started with us. You know, not so long ago, you know, there were slave ships that brought us here, you know, all black people, you know, Spanish people, you know, Haitians, and you know, any people of color were basically brought here by Europeans. We pretty much know the story about that. And before that, you know, we all want to know, you know, where we come from and trace your bloodline and everything back to the roots. You know, we all want to know where our ancestors are, you know, we're king and queens and things like that, you know, but they, the power that be, all the people that's in power don't want you to happen, and they're making ways to just, you know, not really give us the information, and they've been doing it for a long time. They don't want us to know that information because, for one, they'll have to pay up. And the whole thing is, a lot of us were already here. A lot of people don't know that, you know, that we were here already, you know. When Christopher Columbus, so-called, discovered America, he didn't discover America. You can't discover a place that where its people were already. And, you know, a lot of us were led to believe, you know, black, white, you know, everybody, that it was just Indians here. But what they didn't tell us was that the Indians were black, too. You know, I know all of us have Indian bloodline and stuff in our family and stuff. I know my wife does. You know, her grandmother is, you know, Indian, and, you know, her great-grandmother is definitely part of a tribe and, you know, has Indian in her blood and everything like that. And if you look at me right now, I'm fucking red, you know? Like, we all had that bloodline in us. And there were like 400 treaties that were done. So we're going to talk about that, that all got broken. And a lot of us don't know about these treaties and stuff because we were never told about it. But what we're going to do is go into that. So what happened was, when these people came and kidnapped, you know, some of us that were from Africa, and they came over with all these slave ships and stuff for the people to come here to America, they made a lot of deals with the people that were here. There were over 400 treaties that was, you know, supposed to be upheld with the deal of, we will get this and we will give y'all that. And, you know, all the Indians, which was us, you know, they gave everything up to these, you know, savage slave masters and thieves, and didn't honor, you know, the treaties. They didn't honor what they were supposed to give back, you know, which whatever resources and stuff that they were bringing to the table, they didn't bring everything back. So the whole thing was, they were supposed to share all these great things that, you know, they had, and they would share the land and, you know, the food, and show them the, you know, it's the law of the land. You know, every time you go somewhere, it's always some type of law, and, you know, people got to know how to grow food, and, you know, what's the weather like, you know, the weather changes and stuff. So the Indians, being us, you know, we gave, you know, like we always do, you know, people of color, you know, I don't even want to say Indians no more. I don't want to say Spanish. I don't want to say Haitian or any of that. Now, don't get me wrong. I want people to, you know, big up where they come from. If you know where you come from and you know your bloodline and stuff, that's great. But the problem comes in when we separate it. And it's called divide and conquer, where everybody got these groups thinking, you know, that one group of people is better than the other group of people. And they separated us. And see, this is how everything went down. Some of the people that were here, they were down with the, okay, give us these people to help build this up, and then we'll give you that. You know, some of the people, like, okay, you know, they really didn't give them any opportunity to say no, because they came with guns and they came with weapons. So a lot of the people did want to fight. So they said, okay, we're going to try to make it easy. But, you know, we want something in return. You know, teach us how to do this, you know, bring some of your goods or whatever. But basically, the people that was here already in the United States, blacks and Indians and Spanish and Mexicans and stuff, you know, it was all, we were already here. And so, you know, it was only so many slave ships that came, you know, to America. Only so many people made it. You know, it was you know, I want to give you the correct number, but it was said that it was probably 700,000 slaves that did come. Probably only 300,000 or 400,000, I believe, made it. And they only made it to certain parts. But all the other parts in the United States, it was already people of color and stuff living here. So the whole thing was, everybody wasn't in agreement with these people coming out of nowhere saying that we're going to, you know, take this land, and this part is our land. And they wasn't welcoming them with open arms. So, of course, those are the people that got killed and slaughtered. And, you know, everybody died, you know, fighting for their land and stuff, because their people were getting raped, and, you know, their daughters and, you know, their children were getting separated from them. And they were even raping the men. That's how savage these motherfuckers was, you know, during the slave era time. They would rape the men to make the biggest, they would take the biggest male and make him, you know, try to degrade him by raping the man to show the rest of the people in the village that they were stronger, and we can do this to your most biggest and powerful man. So the rest of the people would be scared, and they would be skeptical to try to, you know, run up on them or oppose anything that they was doing. And then they would separate, you know, the husband from the wife, you know, the kids from the parents, you know, the young from the old. And they would do this for a reason, because it's called divide and conquer. Now, see, if the young and the strong don't know how to fight and how to move from the older people, and the wife and the husband is not together and showing togetherness for the kids and the younger generation, it's kind of hard to fight, because you don't have that guidance. Now, the young people might have strength and stuff, but the older people are the ones that got the wisdom, so they separate everybody. And the same thing has been going on for thousands and thousands of years. They're still doing it to this day. We're being separated and we're being divided. And, you know, everybody think it's cool. Everybody want to be called something. Everybody wants to be a part of something. And the whole thing is, when you're claiming all these different things, and we're not one, we're not moving as a unit. And that's the whole thing we got to do, is move as a unit. Because if we don't move as a unit and everybody's going off doing their own thing, you know, it's divided and we can never get on the same page. Now, see, the problem we have, like, especially where we come from, I'm from Detroit, where it's hard for a group of individuals to get together and shine and really do something. I was glad to be a part of a few things that I helped start with a lot of my friends and a lot of you know, people that I did investments with, you know, like partying and, you know, my car wash and just different things that we all brought together and collectively made money and stuff. So I was blessed to be a part of a lot of different things. But the whole thing is everybody wants to be the man. So it's like crabs in a bucket. You know, nobody just wants to play their part. You know, everybody want to be a boss, but, you know, they don't want to put the work in. You know, they don't want to be up early in the morning, you know, opening up the shop, or, you know, they don't want to stay afterwards. They want to go party. And, you know, everybody want to just get fucked up and reap the benefits. But they don't want to, you know, go the extra mile to make the customer happy, you know, clean up a little bit more or whatever. No one wants to divide the money and stuff properly for the people and stuff that's working. Everybody wants to get the big lump sum, and everybody want to ride around in the big Benz and the big fly car, while your mans is either walking, riding the bus, or they might have a little piece of shit car or something like that. And the whole goal is, my people, is to be together and to, you know, make sure everybody's riding good. And until everybody is riding good, at least everybody could be, you know, in a nice whip where it's clean, you know, something new, up to date, where they can get around and get some money. So we got to look at it like that, on sticking together. Because, you see, this is how we got conquered, and this is the reason why it's the 1% is running the world. Because we so busy worried about just solely being a man or being a woman or whatever, you know, that we'll belittle our own people and look down on people that's was once in the same spot that you were in, or trying to get to the same spot that you in, and nobody's helping. And so that way, you know, we got to focus on just doing for us, me, and there's nothing getting done. So even if that one person does get money and they die, there's nobody else left on to take over the legacy. There's nobody there to help run the show. But like that, what they do, they have corporations. They're all together. They don't even gotta like each other. They don't give a fuck about each other. Well, all they care about is making money so they can have something to leave back with their kids and, you know, their generations and generations and stuff to come. And, you know, their wives and stuff don't have to work. But, you know, a lot of them do, and then they're opening up their own businesses because they got the money to do it. The kids are getting a good education because they have the money to go to good schools and things like that. Now, here's where more of the thing comes in of divide and conquer. Now, they have the money to go to good schools and get all this education and rub shoulders with all these good people. But us, we're getting fed these textbooks. Now, in these textbooks, everything that we basically been taught in school, it wasn't anything to help us. And it was basically all lies. You know, we learned about Christopher Columbus and, you know, all these other people and stuff like that. But in actuality, like, we were the ones that invented everything. Like, even Jack Daniels, you know, Jack Daniels was invented by a black man. But, you know, it's the whole Jack Daniels family. Those are the ones that's benefiting from everything. And that black man, that one that really invented it, he couldn't even, you know, get a patent on it, because at the time, black people couldn't even get patents on stuff, because it was against the law for us to even have the patent. So just like we know George Washington Carver had the peanut, you know, he did peanut butter and all these different things. You know, even Tesla's assistant, he was black. all the you know even Big Face, Big Ben, his people, you know, that he was working with, they was black, that helped him invent, you know, the guy who invented the street light, he was black, the hot comb, you know, it goes on and on about the things that we invented, but we were never allowed to get the patent on things and stuff like that, so they ended up reaping all the benefits. And then what they did was that, you know, they had those laws that work against them, and it's called a patent. So all the time they getting these patents on things that we created, and then they made laws to protect these patents, so we couldn't, you know, we couldn't touch it. And it's just like, okay, we still now inventing stuff, but we're not really reaping the benefits on stuff because they got the patents and the laws and stuff in place to where you can't do this or you can't do that. And all these people are just like, they locking all the brothers and stuff up. They got stop and frisk. They started that in New York. So they can just stop you at any time or whatever. And they can just take you to jail just so you can get a record. And then if you get a police record, then, you know, you get a felony, you can't vote. So, and then a lot of that's a lie. Like, even in that, you know, it's a lot of places where people think they can't vote because they're felons, but that's not true in a lot of states. So I'm gonna tell you like this. Go research everything that you ever been told, especially from school. If it was anything like the textbooks and everything that we used to read and the places that we got all our information to, it was all fabricated, even down to the maps and how big everything is. Africa is big as all the United States and, you know, North America and South America put together. They don't even tell you that Dubai is in Asia. You know, if you go to Dubai, it's Asia. They don't tell you that you know, even the Arabs and stuff know that, you know, the motherland is Africa, you know, while everybody is, you know, praying to, you know, their God and Allah and stuff like that. They already know where the real spirituality and stuff comes from. Even for my Chinese brothers and sisters, the original Buddha, if you go to the original Buddha is black. And I'm not even trying to make this a black or white thing. I'm just trying to do your research and you can find this out of yourself. And it's a reason why they changed it. I'm not trying to do it. This is what they did. So I'm just trying to put my people up on knowledge that don't know about this. Go research. There's a reason why they're putting this white guy named Jesus on there, but who was really Cesar Borges. So, you know, he was the artist, nephew or whatever, and he's actually the town drunk, and they use his face for the portrait, and that's what, you know, we've been following this stuff for years. And this is the whole thing. They knew they had the power of advertisement, and they had the power of newspaper and everything in the letter. And they put this out, and they made you study all these things. And the crazy part about it is, when you go back to our history, people of color, period, and the whole thing is, we were all a spiritual people, and we were all studying, you know, everything. They want to say that, you know, we was doing witchcraft and voodoo and all that kind of stuff, and there was nothing of the sort. We've always been a spiritual people, and we worshiped everything. Not worship, but we had love for everything. We knew that if it's life there, that means it's God. So people were worshiping like the trees and, you know, animals and everything, because everything has God in them. You know, a flower is living, you know. You know, all animals are living. You know, the earth is living. You know, the sun is, you know, the moon, everything is moving, and everything is God. It's all created by one. So, you know, our people, the spiritual people, from Africa and from here, they weren't just worshiping false idols. They knew that everything that came from the Creator had life in it. So what they were doing is, you know, paying homage to everything that was around, like we should be doing now, taking care of the earth and taking care of the people that's on the earth, and treating everything with love and caring and greatness. So that what the energy that you put out is what makes everything great and makes the world, you know, move great. It's energy, you know, God is energy, great energy. And that's what you got to use. People got to understand that God is in us all, you know, that's part of our spirit. And a lot of people don't know this, and they look at it like, okay, they give us these books and stuff to read, but totally miss the point on, you know, what's really good and what's around them every day. We're not looking at what's around us when we walk outside, you know, looking at the clouds and stuff, and, you know, looking at how the dirt, you know, and the water helps the plants and things grow. Like, there's, you know, water moving and stuff everywhere, you know, with the oceans and the lakes and the rivers, and, you know, look how the sun helping, you know, all of us, you know, be good and grow. And that's energy. We're soaking up energy and stuff from the sun. And that's great for us, because that's what gives us our energy. And people are always, what they were trying to say back then, that, you know, they're worshiping this and they're worshiping that. But a part of not just worshiping, but showing respect to the Son of God, which is the sun and the sky. People didn't, you know, it went over a lot of people's heads because they only had half of the information. And the reason why they had half of the information, because it was stolen. So people got to understand, all the religions and everything that you got were stolen from Africa, from Egypt, from all the temples and everything. All of it was stolen and it was hidden. What they don't want to show, which is in the Vatican, if y'all ever been there, and the picture in the black, you see the Pope kissing the black feet. And the black feet, is that supposed to be Jesus, the real Jesus, if you want to just go there on Jesus. But the whole thing is, these people twisted and turned everything to use it for power. And they're using God's power to, you know, control people and divide people. That's why so many different religions. It's not just one. All these other religions, it's like 1,400 different Bibles. And it's just like, if it's God, God don't make mistakes. And if God is a person, or God is all-knowing and seeing, he would only need to make one Bible, you know, because he made us so perfect. Just look at how you're made perfect. How, you know, your mouth is to eat. You got teeth to chew food. You got two ways to breathe, you know, through your nose and through your mouth. You got two eyes to see out of. You got two ears to see out of. You got two hands. You got multiple fingers that move, and your body fits a certain way. A man and a woman, which work together to make a child, you know, a boy or a girl. Black or white, any color can come from a black woman. You can't do the reverse. You can't get a black kid from a white woman. So, of course, that shows you right there who the original people was. And they knew this. They knew this in the Vatican, because they had all the the scrolls and stuff that they had took from Egypt. They had everything that they needed to use this power and stuff that they have, but they were using it for their own good. Like even the big, if you look at all the gangster movies and all that kind of stuff, the Kiss the Ring and, you know, people bowing down and the Godfather and all that kind of stuff, all that came from them. You know, they've been running everything. They're the biggest gangsters in the world because they're running everything and they're taking a piece of everything and they got control over everything, including me and you, because they all have these powers and stuff over us, and then we're constantly getting this every day. And this hold on brainwashing and stuff is taking a toll on everybody, and it's been passed down to us for generations and generations to say this is what you're supposed to be doing, to follow and stuff for control. And the whole thing is people not even paying attention to none of the things and not even really questioning it. You know, even like when you go to, you know, you go into the Bible study and stuff, they don't even teach you what the real words mean. You got to study etymology. So you got to know what the root words mean on everything that you read and to really understand the literature and stuff that you receive. And a lot of people don't even know that. Like, it's not even a lot of Bibles out there that really have it, you know. But if you find one, go to the root words and know what the stuff mean. And you will find out a whole lot of stuff that I'm pretty sure that y'all won't be following this stuff, because you'll wonder, like, you know, how is this? How could God allow this type of things? You know, it's pieces in there where it said women can't even talk in the presence of a man, and a man can have as many wives as he want to, as long as he can provide for those women, whatever women that he bring in his house. Now this is in the Bible. And I bet you y'all women didn't know that. Y'all going to church every Sunday and not knowing that this is a part in the Bible, because most of the people don't even read the Bible. Most of y'all don't even know what the Bible is front to back. And then it's a piece in there where it say you're a slave. You're supposed to obey him like, you know, your slave master and stuff like that. And I'm just like, come on, like this. Well, y'all gotta wake up, man. Like, they gave us this. They wouldn't give us nothing else. They wouldn't even give us proper food to eat. But they gave us this Bible and this stuff. They beat us. They actually beat us, whipped us, and killed us if we didn't follow what they wanted us to follow. And ask yourself is this: what would your last name be? What would your last name be if you weren't here, if this slavery didn't go on, if your people weren't kidnapped, or your people here in America, the Indians and stuff, what would your last name be? And you don't know what your last name would be because they took that away from you, me and you. So we have no idea what our last name would be. And so apply that to what would your spirituality be? What would your religion be? What would you be studying? And you got to think about it like that. And what would you be learning? What would you be taught? What would your mothers and fathers been taught? And that's the biggest thing. What would your mother's father's father would have been taught? Because everything that they learned from them, we learn from our parents. And the cycle goes on. And we teach our kids and stuff like that without even fully knowing what's going on. So here it is. We've been taught by slave masters and people that rape, kill, you know, they pillaged and they just destroyed and burned whole villages and stuff down. But we're following their religion, which they didn't even know they were being controlled and stuff too. This was a way to control them and keep them in order so the townspeople wouldn't go crazy and stuff like that, because they wanted them to be in order and everybody to give, and so these people can live rich and stuff like that. So we got to really look at where we was at before then, how everything was, and how harmony and stuff, and we were wearing gold, and you know, we were eating up fruit and living off the sun and the water, and everything was natural. Now look at all these fucking people in power and stuff. The air is polluted, the water's polluted, our food is polluted, and they killing the earth. They're not just killing the earth, they're killing us. They don't even give a fuck. It's all about greed or whatever. And every church I've ever been into, and I used to go to a lot of different churches and stuff like that, you know, before my mother passed, rest in peace, wasn't nobody going to church. And I was the one that was trying to get everybody to go to church, and then nobody want to go. And I wanted to do it to be closer to God. I wanted to find out what God wanted me to do and what's my goal. And after dying twice, I figured it out. You know, and he wanted me to live and talk to my people. And I say things out of love. I really care. I love y'all so much. And I see a lot of us walking blind, man. And we really got a third eye. We really do. Like, we do have a spiritual connection. I don't know what y'all see, you know, when y'all close y'all eyes and stuff like that. And, you know, what y'all, do y'all have y'all mind really right to even think about this kind of stuff? We being so distracted with all this bullshit and stuff that's going on the radio. People worried about what Black China and shit doing and the Ric Flair drip and, you know, all that. You know, it's a time and a place for everything. You know, I love music and I love to have fun and stuff like that. But at the same time, I am aware of what's going on, and y'all should be too. And it's like, you know, all this has been for control. And you know, you going to church and stuff every day, and you giving all this money and stuff up to these people, and these people, you know, it's being ran to them, and they're getting the money, and everybody riding around in the big cars and stuff like that. But the people in the neighborhood are still broke. It ain't no community centers being built. It ain't no libraries being built. It ain't no 4-H club, no Boys and Girls clubs, no YMCAs, no real funding, no stuff for the homeless, no homeless shelters or nothing like that. Just big mega churches with a lot of people riding around in Rolls Royce and Bentleys and stuff and tailor-made suits or whatever, while the same people on that block and that whole community is suffering. And it's ridiculous. And all these people that's sitting up there allowing it to happen and taking part of it, you know what I mean? Everybody, you reap what you sow. It's just period. You know, all this is for self-gain and to, you know, who got the biggest cars and they, you know, multiple flying jets and stuff like that. And then when we talk about it, you know, the people that's less fortunate and stuff like that, oh, we wrong. And you're not even trying to create no money or nothing to give these people and stuff back. And instead of buying a $500,000 car, that $500,000 can go into the community to build something so everybody can have a job and everybody can eat. That's my rule. Everybody eat, B. That's how it's supposed to be. I want my team to win. I want my people that's around me to everybody have money. I don't want to be just the guy that's shining and stuff like that and having money where I have to give you money or give this person money. Everybody should have money in their pocket. It shouldn't be just one dude or one or two dudes that's living. The whole goal is to make sure your people are tight, to make sure your family and stuff is tight. And, you know, being spiritual don't cost a thing. Being closer to God don't cost money. And I want everybody to understand this. All this money that they're giving to the preachers, right? Ask them how they're getting it to God. Do God need money? No, God don't need no money. How's all these preachers and all these pastors, the bishops or whatever, that's taking money from all these people? How's they getting your money to God? Somebody tell me that. Somebody please tell me all this money is going to God. What do God got to pay for? What do God need money for? What do God need a piece of paper for? What do God need money for? It's for them. It's not for God. And I'm so upset about it, man. It's going on. It need to stop, man. All my black people in the community, man, wake the fuck up, man. Y'all being robbed. And they use that tactic They used the tactic against us to take all our money. They started that shit there, and the black greedy motherfuckers here caught on to the shit, and they're using it against us, and we being poor, and we being ran over, instead of us building businesses, building our own, starting our own community, and having our own banks and things now, it's not being done because of these motherfuckers. They're greedy. They thieves. They robbing us. They robbing our grandmothers. They robbing your auntie or whatever. And they teaching y'all some bullshit. If you really want to know about God and you really want to be spiritual or whatever, do that. You can research everything on your own. It's about being spiritual. It shouldn't have shit to do with no religion. Because you know what religion is? It's following. It's a trap. It's a way to keep you in line and keep that money coming in so they can do what they want to do. They want to keep you dumb. Don't be dumb. Research. Find out where all this stuff is coming. Find out who started your religion. All these religions were started by men and people of power. And they doing this or whatever. And they found a way to get money from people because they know people they want to be close to God. And they want to do it. And they're using God to fill their pockets, man, and line their pockets with dollars, period. Ain't no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And if somebody giving money to God, they're getting it to God. I want to see it. I want y'all really to really wake up and see what's going on. All this stuff that they've been teaching has been a lie, man. All these stories that they made up or all these people or whatever. We've been a spiritual people for over 3.2 million years or longer. But it's been millions of years that people of color have been a spiritual people, and they've been had a connection with the higher power. They've been had a connection with God, a real connection, not a pay before money was even existed. Before any of that going on or whatever, that we always been a spiritual people, and we always loved everything around us, everything that was living, every creature, everything. And that's what it's being about, treating everything with respect and love and caring and everything. And it don't cost you a damn dime. So we sitting up here, we doing everything backwards, and people, you know, following all these stuff, and they doing all this shit to make you feel bad. Oh, you don't do this, you going to hell. Man, stop it, man. Stop it. They put people passing off. The devil, just doing this. It's good energy and it's bad energy. God is energy. Of course, it's something that created all this. It's something that's a higher power that created this. But ask yourself this question. If you were God and you were the great energy, would you create something bad to go against you to stop all the great things that you've done? And even if you did, you know you would have control of it and you would be able to stop situations where they're going, right? Come on, man, people got to stop being doing all this. Everybody want to go to the Bible. Every time you bring up to this, what I'm talking about, being spiritual and stuff, and you bring it up to somebody that's Bible thumping, that probably ain't never read the whole Bible in the first place or whatever, they want to go to that and read you something that they've been taught. And the whole thing is, they got which version? Okay, which one we going to go to now? Which one is right? They got the New Testament. They got the King James Version. All this. It's King James Version, nigga. Y'all, listen. It's his version. It's another man's version of what it's supposed to be, of what God's word is supposed to be. And y'all don't see this. Like, you got it, man. Come on, man. This is really sad at a point to where, you know, people can, just because you do something for so long or whatever, that doesn't make it true. I could be wearing this shirt right now, and it could have a tag in it that say Gucci. That don't make it true. Just because I've been wearing the shirt for 10 years, it don't make it true, because I slap something on it, and I say that's what it is or whatever, you know. People, it's the crazy part about it is people learn lies, and they learn lies, and they if you tell people something enough time, and this is a fact, if you tell people something enough time, they'll get to believe in it. And if they don't believe it, believe me, their kids gonna believe it, because it's just been, they've been hearing about it and hearing about it and hearing about it. And that's what's been going on, man. We've been being fooled, we've been being duped, man. And all these people are running around that's benefiting off of God's name, man. It's not gonna work out. It's not gonna end well. So I just want my people to really wake up, man. I say this because I care. I really care about my people, all people, you know, all people of any race or whatever. I don't want to see people get used. And I want people to really start studying stuff for themselves and start asking these questions. And if you wonder why none of these questions and stuff can't be answered to you, it's either because they don't know and they really not educated about the situation, or they just so stuck in their ways that they just can't do it. Some people always knew something. It always took a while for me to just to see what was going on or whatever. But I just like, I'm a person, I gotta see for myself. I'm not just gonna believe anything somebody tell me. Somebody just say, yeah, go over there. Yeah, it's $1 million over there on the cliff. Just lean a little bit farther over. It's $1 million right there. If it is $1 million over there in that cliff, why ain't you go get it? You dig? Be smart, people. Like, you know, it's... I got to do my research and stuff, and that's why I read and I research and I do things so much more, because it's, you know, your spiritual inner being will lead you to what you need to know, always. You can't stop that. You can't stop it. Your heart, your body, your spirit, it's going to tell you when something ain't right. It's going to tell you when something ain't right. You're going to know it. Yeah, can't nothing stop it. Now, if you choose to avoid that or just disregard what's going on, then you find out things the hard way. But for a lot of us, we're starting to see, because the information is there now. The information is there. You can read and you can research yourself, and people are really starting to wake up. They seeing it like, or what about this? You know, like, you know, you can't just, they can't hide it no more. This shit then backfired on them. They didn't try to hide all this information and stuff, but didn't even know that all this technology and shit like that was going to work. They didn't have no idea that we'd be able to search this information and stuff like that. But now it's here. You can go research it for yourself. And if you don't, you just walking blind. You just walking through this motherfucker like a zombie. You a sheep. Don't be a sheep. Because guess what happens with the sheep? You get ate by the wolves. That's what happens, man. And I don't want to see that, man. It's a lot of good people and stuff out here. And y'all don't even know what's really going on, man. It's really some spiritual stuff going on, man. There's a lot of evil people and stuff in this world. And look, y'all thinking everything is good. And this really ain't, you know. If don't believe nothing you being told, go research it for yourself. Trust me. And for all my people that do, put me up on knowledge. Put me up on game. Maybe you might know something that I don't know. You know, let's talk about it. You know, I want my people to teach me too. That's the thing. See, I never ever want to stop learning. I don't just cut my ears off and say, no, I don't want to hear that. That's the problem with a lot of us. We cut it off and just say, like, I'm good. No, I don't want to hear that, because it's out your comfort zone. It's something that makes you think, you know. So, you know, you ain't following suit and stuff no more. Like, you really got to think for yourself, and you really got to hear this. You know, you question it, but you want to shun it because, no, that's good. You want to use what everybody else say. Oh, no, that's crazy. Oh, no, no. Oh, you tripping. I know what this is. But how? But how do you really know? How do you really know? Because what somebody else told you? Because you read something or whatever? Like, come on, man. If all the shit that's going on now that these motherfuckers is doing, the powers that be that's going on now, And if y'all still believe in all the shit there, y'all dumb as fuck. I'm just gonna say it. If y'all believe in all the shit that's been done to us and the way we getting killed and shot down and all the shit that's fucked up with the fools and the schools and everybody that's out of job and, you know, the fucking oil and stuff is fucking up the ocean and all the shit in the sky, all the smog and the chemtrails and all this shit that's going on, just war over money. And you know, that's all it is. At the end of the day, it's all over money. All these people getting killed. Our people going to war, you know, they're telling them that, yeah, we're going to give you an education. You can travel the world, but not telling them, y'all about to go over there and murder these people to take this money for our greed. They not telling that part. They don't tell you that part when they sign your ass up to go in the service. They don't tell you you can have nightmares and that you would be homeless and stuff after the street. Like if you get your limb or something shot up. I walk past so many homeless veterans and stuff out here in Hollywood every day. I'm talking about people that served our country or whatever, and they just left for dead. They out here searching through garbage cans and stuff like that. And all they doing it, and all the time these motherfuckers lied and everything. They lied about everything that we ever do, and then these motherfuckers turn around and say you doing it, you fight for God. They send you off to war to go kill people, and you doing it in the name of God. Same with all the people that they doing. They using the same thing. All them crazy motherfuckers that blow shit up and all that stuff, you doing it for God. And when you get to heaven, you're going to get 1,000 beautiful virgins and all that shit. Man, y'all need to wake the fuck up, man. All this shit is being used for the weak. All this, or if you weak-minded or whatever and you falling into this trap, man, you know, you got to ask yourself, like, you know, when did all this start? It all started with the evil motherfuckers that been taking over shit, and they been doing this. So you mean to tell me we had to eat chitlins and hog maws and pig feet? We had to scrape up dirty ass. We had to eat the intestines of pigs or whatever. But they gave y'all this good old religion. That was it. And they beat the shit out of your grandparents and your grandfathers and raped your mother, your fathers, and your grandparents and stuff like that. They actually fed your babies to alligators. But they gave you their religion. They gave it to you. That ain't nothing that you just got on your own. They gave it to you and say, here, follow this. This is the way. This is the way. This is what you're supposed to be studying. And when people don't research it and you don't go into it, you don't find out that this is what's going on, you don't know. It's like, okay, they make it look pretty. They put the man in the long robe and, you know, put the bright light and stuff behind them and stuff like this and say, this the guy you're supposed to follow. This is him. He's your savior. He's coming back to save you. After all these years of slavery, eating, mass murderings, they burned down whole villages and people. They're killing everybody in cold blood. The homeless is at an all-time high. People are out of work or whatever. It's just all going on. The food is bad. The water is bad. The air is bad. People are just fucking bad. It's just bad. And they tell you pray. And we're waiting on them to come back and save. Just like all the people before us, they've been waiting. Come on, man. Like, I don't know what to tell y'all, man. I don't know. I don't believe shit no more. Even if I'm seeing it, I don't even fucking believe it no more. You know, I don't know if the fucking earth is round or flat. I don't even know. Or on no space. And you don't fucking know either unless you've been there. But all that shit, the moon. Well, you can't believe shit no more. Because all this shit been lied. They've been fabricated. All the books and stuff that they doing. Now, on the new books, all the textbooks we used to get, what's it, Hoffman or whatever, all the books that they giving to the kids now, they're actually telling them that the slaves came over here for labor workers. The slaves came for work, to be labor workers. Are you kidding me? This is what they teaching them in the school. The books are probably only a year old, maybe 2 years old. But in their textbooks now, what they teaching the kids is that the slaves came over here for labor work. Wow. These some evil motherfuckers, man. And they gave us that religion right along with it. And I'm going to tell you like this. Y'all following all these different ones. Who's right? Who's right? Everybody think that religion is right. And this is the whole divide and conquer thing. See, we can't even have a normal conversation with people because everybody think they shit right. This is why I say, look, I learned from all of them. I learned from the great things in all of them. Now, there's good stories and there's great stories and stuff in all of them. There's great motivational stuff and everything in all of them. They're great stories. That's what they are. They're stories. They're his stories. History. You know, that's what it is. So we're learning all these things. Now, my thing is, learn the good from the stuff. And that's it. But don't believe everything that you told. Don't believe damn near shit. You know, just find out for yourself. Do your own research and go back into it. Don't take my word for nothing. But trust me, for my people that are smart enough to do their own research and you find out about all these things that I'm really talking about, holla at Dollar Man. Let me know what's up, because I know a lot of y'all already have, and a lot of people just too scared to say it. But I'm going to speak up, man. I feel that God is telling me to do this, and I'm going to do it, and I got this chance in life or whatever. Like, I'm all for God, and I'm all for being spiritual, because as spiritual, we can all be one. We can all be together. We can all be in harmony, and there's no divide. When you get to dividing and separating people and stuff like that, then we miss the point. We miss what's going on. We miss that everybody is being controlled and everybody is, they're using this as a tool to keep you stupid. They're using it as a tool for you to stay controlled. They're using it as a tool for you to stay poor and them to be rich. So we got to understand what's really going on, because if we don't, history repeats itself. His story repeats itself. Yes, it does. And this is what's been going on, and this is why we still poor and broke. People got to understand. Gangbangers, all that shit. They're giving you guns, stupid motherfuckers, to go kill. They don't even got to do it no more, because y'all on there, y'all doing it yourself. Y'all killing, y'all doing all the killing. And most of y'all don't even know that the Bloods and the Crips were started to protect the community from the crooked police. And you stupid motherfuckers is out here shooting each other. Y'all over here warring over love blocks that y'all don't own. Don't own nam property on nam block. But you calling it my hood, my black, my block, my hood, my set, and don't own fucking shit. So wake the fuck up, man. They giving y'all all these big ass military guns and shit to go kill yourself, you fucking dumb ass motherfuckers. And y'all doing it proudly and going to jail proudly, but not proudly, because when y'all do go, y'all snitching. Now y'all telling all this hard shit and all that shit that y'all talking about, y'all did it. Now y'all just watched the Black Panther movie or something. Y'all, that should tell y'all something. Wake the fuck up, man. We been had the power. We fucking had all the jewels and all the diamonds and all that fucking shit. That all that shit is our shit. They're in here. We been had that shit. And y'all so busy fighting with each other over territory and blocks that y'all don't own. and don't have no, not a deed, not a piece of paper, not even a fucking, probably not even renting shit, and you calling it your block and your motherfucking hood, but don't got a piece of paper to prove none of that shit. So, man, all my people, all that bullshit and that shit, get together, man. You know, get together, man. The whole thing was they divided us on that to tell y'all, he did it. Go shoot the blue guy. He is the one that did it. Here, take this gun. Go shoot him. They told the other motherfucker, the red guy, yeah, the blue guy did it, huh? Go take this gun and shoot them. They're trying to take your territory. And you motherfuckers is beefing over shit that you don't even own. Y'all see the motherfuckers gay on all kind of drugs. Look at all y'all motherfuckers out here, dope fiends and shit. All this lean and shit, all y'all motherfuckers on the lean and all that shit. These motherfuckers dying and shit, man. Everybody in the hospital all fucked up off drugs. Y'all didn't, but went from slanging to being fucking dope fiends. Now y'all dope fiends. Rest in peace, Frito Santana, man. Rest in peace, man, Pimp C. Rest in peace, DJ Screw, man. Rest in peace to all my people that fell victim to that shit. Rick Ross is in the hospital now. All right, come on, man. Y'all need to wake the fuck up. Leave that shit alone, man. That shit is not good for you. Guns and beefing with your own brothers when y'all supposed to be protecting yourself from these motherfuckers that shooting us down in the street. Because that's what they were started for. The Black Panthers, the street Black Panthers, they provided food. The WIC program was what they started to make sure mothers and children have food. I don't see none of y'all gangster ass niggas taking care of these women and kids in the hood. So that's what need to be done, man. Y'all got all this money and y'all flying and y'all popping bottles and all that type of shit. Get some of this fly ass money y'all got to the women and children that don't have no father in the household and they being locked up. Go cut that lady grass. You know, go help that the son or the daughter teach him how to ride a bike or some shit. Give him a basketball hoop or somewhere to go play. You know, make sure the parking stuff is clean. You know, pay some of them motherfuckers you got to go clean up the park so it ain't glass all in the basketball court and stuff like that, man. Y'all got to get in tune, man. Get back into it, man, because showing a bunch of guns and stuff on all these videos and what you would do on that, but y'all won't even protect y'all own women and the kids and stuff in the community, man. It's time for people to start wake up and see all this shit that we've been taught has been a trap and it's been a lie. They ain't showed us how to do our taxes. They ain't showed us how to build credit. They ain't showed us how to buy property or none of this shit, man. So, man, start doing some research on being a businessman and stuff like that instead of trying to be a gangster. Because one thing's for sure, gangsters die and go to jail, period. It ain't no getting chubby and move to Miami, all that shit. That shit is a fucking lie, dude. All these motherfuckers that try to be gangster and shit, and motherfuckers are either dead or getting fucked in jail by another motherfucking man. So y'all motherfuckers think about that shit next time you pull out a gun on somebody that look just like you. And you want to shoot a motherfucker down, probably an innocent motherfucker that don't have no gun, or over a couple hundred fucking dollars, some petty ass little money, and you trying to rob somebody. Just think about that shit, nigga. You going to jail and you getting fucked by another man. Because that's what the fuck going on in jail. Your ass in jail in life being raped by a bunch of other motherfucking crazy motherfuckers like your dumb ass that just can't get out. So think about that shit. All y'all motherfuckers out there with that gangster shit, man, that shit is fucking dead, man. Cut it out. All right, man. Entertainment is entertainment, but goddamn, man, it's too far. If all y'all could do is wave guns around and fucking drink lean all goddamn day, man, you're worthless. You're a piece of shit. So do something with that money, man. Make sure the kids is right. Get some businesses going in the hood so people can have a place to work, so you know people can take care of their families, you know, so people can have something. Even your mans that come home, if you got your dog locked up or something, man, have a business or something where he can work at. Because when he get the fuck out, he ain't gonna have no, he gonna have a record, and he ain't gonna have nowhere to work. So do something like that. Start a lawn service, nigga, a barbershop, or open up something where your mans, when he come home, he can eat. Because all that other shit, flashing the money and all the jewels and the Rolexes and all that shit, nigga, that shit gonna go. And once that whack-ass shit you rapping about stop selling or whatever, because it is gonna stop. It's gonna stop. You better have something put up for that shit. That shit is done. All that shit go, nigga. I had all that shit.